This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Everything is just fine. Thank you very much. This is the DJV show. Hopefully your world is fine. Our world is fine. We put the minds of great people together here. The mind of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan's mind, Kara Schillen's mind, my mind. And look what we have. Like, listen to what we have. Never mind. Look what we have. Jennifer leads off with a trending story this hour. Jen.
Well, HAFTA is what we're talking about.
HAFTA.
HAFTA. Have you heard about HAFTA?
HAFTA is half of NAFTA. HAFTA.
That's right.
Yes. So, You have to have half of NAFTA.
That's right.
You have to have HAFTA.
On Monday, President Trump scored what his supporters are calling a pretty big victory. Critics are critics, of course. But there is some progress being made on a trade deal with Mexico. There is something now in the works far more beneficial than NAFTA, according to the president and his administration. And the new deal is supposed to help American workers and manufacturers, which is also a win, not just for us, but for Mexico as well. This was a huge campaign promise. The president, if you remember, as he would rally around the country, said he wants to start renegotiating NAFTA right away, and that's exactly what he did. We had a $500 billion trade deficit, which was a huge drain on the economy and kind of devastated areas in the country, especially in rural America, that had been forgotten after manufacturing jobs left. And one of the main decisions behind NAFTA was to turn the country into a service country instead of a manufacturing country. That was not working so well for many workers, many industries in the economy. And so this is now making the stock market go bananas. And so my question, Dougie, just from your perspective, because your other life is in the farm business, this is supposed to be helping farmers. Is this a move that you're happy about, or is there something that we're missing with this?
This is a move that will help farmers. Actually, it's one of those things we get so lost in the debate about Trump and his personality. This is an example of something very good for America, no matter what your stripes are. This is very good for the country, never mind just agriculture, but for the country in general, prices, jobs, all that sort of thing. The cry when NAFTA was placed, and I think it was the Clinton administration, it was called NAFTA Shafta. And it was because the Americans took the shaft and the Canadians and the Mexicans got the better end of the deal for whatever the reason. We're still talking to Canada about how to fix the trade deficit or the trade problems, mostly over food items, because they have government subsidies and they continue to bring food, milk, that sort of thing across the border and compete with our farmers. So in terms of us competing, it isn't just farming, although it's a big part of it. And I'm going to take a side street here, Jennifer, with your permission, please, because the focus has been the farming community, the farming worker, the people who are working on our farms that come from Mexico and other parts of Hispania have been the focus and have taken the brunt with good reason. When the debate comes about illegal immigrants and where they're working on the farms, many of them. And the killing of Molly Tibbetts last week, or whenever it happened, but coming to light last week about this time, prompted a lot of criticism of immigration once again, because the fellow charged in her death is a Mexican. And he was here illegally. First it was thought he was here legally, and then he was illegal, and yada, yada, yada. The fellow who is the father in this circumstance, that is Ms. Tibbetts' dad's named Rob, he has been asked a lot by the news media to comment on the citizenship argument and immigration laws, and this guy killed your daughter, and aren't you angry at the president, or aren't you angry at the country, aren't you angry at the Mexicans, aren't you angry at the Hispanic community, blah, 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 blah. And he said, no, the Hispanic community are Iowans. As far as I'm concerned, they're Iowans with better food. And I thought that was an interesting comment to come from somebody who, you know, you can imagine him being kind of angry about what is going on.
Or looking
what has
for another avenue to express anger and point
right.
blame. And it would be very understandable. He's a grieving father. This was a horrible, horrible case.
Yeah. He asked mourners to remember his daughter by celebrating something wonderful rather than focusing on who killed her and how she died, which I thought was pretty big of him, actually. He talked about her having a passion for life. She desired to help others. That's what she lived for. A lot of wonderful things in her life. He talked a lot about her life. And he actually recognized somebody who had just been married the day before during his eulogy of his daughter. I think you need to focus on a lot of these things in a way that is different than some of us have, the typical way of being. And I am like this, frankly. I get angry at all the illegals working on farms because I think they're taking jobs away. Americans have walked away from... When I first really, really got into my own farming, I had people who were my age, people who became my friends, worked on the farm for years and years. Matter of fact, one guy, he and I, same age, still works with me on the farm. So don't tell me you can't get American workers, because you can. But at any rate, I just wanted to focus on Ms. Tibbetts and her father and the good that has come out of that. If you can imagine somebody, a guy like that, grieving like that, pointing at something that's good. It is good. All right. In a moment, we're going to focus on your finances, especially helping women who are trying to take charge of financial decisions. This will be a very helpful and informative time for you. Up next here on the DJV Show.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
Back to School 101 from Staples. Today's lesson, modern dance. Staples has everything for back to school at low prices. So when your son finds the Gotta Have It backpack he's been wanting at a Gotta Have It price you've been wanting, you'll both break out your happy dance. Now a 2-pack of Staples 5-inch scissors, a 12-pack of Crayola colored pencils, and a 10-pack of Crayola markers are just 97 cents each. Available at Staples, the back to school specialty store.
While supplies last, ends 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30 on Crayola, 5 on scissors.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more, like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
At 15 past the hour now, our focus on finance, where they look to the women who are listening to the audience and the women who are on the program, because women are making more financial decisions. Let's find what's driving their investment choices by talking to Anna Colton, who is a Northeast Division Executive at Bank of America in their consumer banking department. Women feel more in charge of their finances. Do you ladies all agree, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, that you all are more in charge of your finances? Well, you're all single, so wouldn't you? Well, that's not true. Victoria's not single. But I am in charge
of the finances.
That's
what you're asking. Yes.
Yes, right. All right. So, Anna, what does the new data show about women in general taking more of an independent approach to investing, are they?
Yes, good morning, Doug. Thank you for having me on. So you're right. The research indicates that women feel more in charge, more in control of their finances than ever. 75% of the women that we talked to indicated that they have more financial power than they've ever had in the past 20 years. And actually, 55% of the women indicated that they are the primary financial decision maker in their household.
I don't know that I think that that's new or maybe news. I read when I was studying how to get advertising to click that 86 or 84% of the decisions in the household on what to spend were, for example, who buys the car, who decides on the car. It's usually the women. Now, if we're in a circumstance where the women are living alone, maybe that's the news here. Who else would be responsible, though, for money and finances if you're living alone?
Well, you're right. Women have more earning power than they've ever had before. So that contributes to it. It's certainly one of the demographic trends that contributes to it. But it's interesting. You mentioned about women buying cars or making decisions about buying a house. Actually, they do have a lot of confidence about those things and those decisions. But when it comes to making investments, women actually have less confidence than men do, by a wide margin. And in fact, women indicate that they are less likely to trust their instincts around that. So the fact that they have more decision-making on investments, more power around making their investment choices actually is a new trend.
Why? Why is it that there is now this, what I suppose maybe it was going back to being held back. When I grew up, I certainly was thinking about my mother and what she decided, and she didn't decide anything. But I think she gave over or gave in. And I was thinking about my wife and the women that I've been with in my life, and most of them have been, with the exception of my wife, actually, the women I've been involved in have all been financially independent, and have one of them, in fact, was an investment counselor and is quite well known for having written books on investing. But she's an anomaly for sure. And I guess I wonder why it is. Why wouldn't women feel strong? I mean, why wouldn't they have access to the same information that men would when it came to investing?
Well, they're starting to access that information, and that's the new shift, right? They're taking advantage of a lot of the online research that's available to them. 40% of the folks that we researched and talked to indicated that they're much more comfortable using technology to help them make those decisions going forward. And we're also finding that women prefer to work with a professional, an investment professional. And so together, working with a professional, educating themselves about the research that's available, taking advantage of the technology that's available, all of that is contributing to women having more financial power right now.
Right. So does that mean, Anna, that there's more money in the marketplace because women are investing their money? Is there more money? Is that one of the reasons things are as good as they are in the stock market, because women are investing their money? New money?
Well,
is it new money?
That's part of it, absolutely. The other important trend that we're seeing, though, is how they're investing. So both men and women are paramount for them. The priority is making money and investing in companies that make money. But they're also very focused on investing in companies that have a social impact. So companies that have pay equity, that promote diversity, and have environmental sustainability are all important for women going forward.
All right, here's the information. Go to Merrill Edge, MERRILLEDGE, MerrillEdge.com/report to read the status of women and their financial attitudes, and to see what you can learn so that perhaps you can move ahead yourself in terms of investing. MerrillEdge.com/report. Thanks to Anna Coton for being here on the DJV Show.
The This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
So before you know it, we're back again, and music is our focus this part of the hour, every hour devoted to some of the most popular singers and stories about them and their songs on the DJV show. So Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I focusing first on the music here of Mariah Carey, who's adding some dates to the Butterfly Returns Vegas residency, saying that it's going to extend to next year. It initially set to wrap early next month. It gets five additional dates in February at the Coliseum at Caesars. Mariah also says she's been back into the studio working on a new album. She said, quote, "Some of the record is lighthearted and fun, and some of the songs I really went deep in terms of the lyrical content. There's a nice cross-section of things." The album will be Carey's long-awaited follow-up to Me, I Am Mariah, that came out 3 or 4 years ago. She referred to herself as the elusive chanteuse. Isn't that singer, chanteuse in French?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how elusive she's been. She's kind of in your face, but...
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Right, exactly. Tickets to the dates of Carey's The Butterfly Returns Vegas residency go on sale this Friday, 10 o'clock local time. Fan club members are granted early access. So if you want to go see her next year in Las Vegas, you can do it by signing on early. Is there a, must be her website, right?
Yeah, her lambs. Those are her fans. Her little lambs.
Lambs?
Yes.
Good.
Yep.
Lambs. Okay. I learned something I didn't know. Thank you, Victoria.
Yep.
I'll have to remember that next time we talk about Mariah Carey. All right, next up musically, Gretchen Wilson was arrested, you may remember, at an airport following a minor disturbance. She's asking her fans to hang tight as she works her way through the legal system. Let's see, posted here was, quote, "I want to thank my fans for their patience." Why? What do you mean, patience?
She hasn't issued a statement, and it's been a while now, so...
She's got some explaining to do.
Yeah. Well, the report suggests that she was arrested at the airport, the Springfield-Bradley Airport, Springfield-Hartford Airport, a day before she was to appear at a private event. at Mohegan Sun, which is a casino about 40 miles from the airport. Police dispatched the airport in response to a call about a minor disturbance on an incoming American Airlines flight. While interviewing her on the jetway, she became belligerent toward the troopers, caused a disturbance, according to the police report anyway. She was involved in an altercation with another passenger on the plane, was charged with second-degree breach of peace and order to appear in superior court. So what's her story? What's the deal with her?
Was she drunk on the plane, Jen? Like, is that what happened?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure alcohol was involved. I don't know that she's been known for her drinking, but she has a lot of drinking songs. Redneck Woman, all these kind of things, you know. But she came
I'm
up
I'm here
a few
for the
years,
party.
Yeah, she came up about, gosh, maybe 10, 15 years ago now with John Rich as part of the Nashville Mafia when he was bringing up some artists. And I think she's really talented. I like her. I think she's fun to watch. She hasn't had a hit record in a while, at least that I'm aware of. But
she's 45
hey,
years
she's
old.
She's back in the headlines now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. She says, I'd like to respect the process, and I'm confident the truth shall prevail. The truth is you were drunk, apparently.
So sounds like it.
That's what happened.
Allegedly.
It'll be interesting to see if this was a case of, it, did another passenger recognize her, and then it was something about her fame, or was it just a typical on-the-plane fight about something stupid, like where they're sitting or something like that?
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Where are you sitting, little girl? All right, so that's the Gretchen Wilson story. And I always confuse her. She's not one of the Wilson kids. She's a different Wilson.
Right.
Right? She's not related to Carney or any of the other Wilsons. No. All right, that's the story. Maybe she's related to basketball.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump makes his first spoken remarks about the passing of Arizona Republican Senator John McCain, who died on Saturday at the age of 81. President Trump speaking during a dinner last night at the White House with evangelical leaders.
Our hearts and prayers are going to the family of Senator John McCain. There's going to be a lot of activity over the next number of days, and we very much appreciate everything that Senator McCain has done for our country.
The president's also ordered American flags to fly at half-staff until McCain is buried on Sunday.
Justice Department official Bruce Orr will testify behind closed doors on Capitol Hill today about his connections to a former British spy who wrote that dossier about President Trump's alleged Russia connections. Orr's wife worked for a firm that helped compile it. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Gone across state lines. We've gerrymandered to bring people together all around the country and all around the world. I got a note from somebody in India listening to this program.
Really?
You can find it,
India?
Yeah, on TuneIn. If you have TuneIn Radio, you can find it when we're live on the air. Right there, you can go to djvshow.com. This is the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, with Victoria Keelan, with Kara Schillen, with Doug Steffen. Victoria provides us with the trending lead story of the half hour.
J.J. Watt is trending. 1 year after Hurricane Harvey devastated parts of Houston and South Texas, he, of course, is he's an NFL player on the Houston Texans, and he provided an update on his relief efforts from money raised in his record-setting crowdsourcing campaign, which raised $41.6 million. It broke a record. I think it's in Guinness as well, and that's the largest crowdsource, it was a GoFundMe campaign. He started out, he only wanted $200,000, which was a pretty modest goal. And then everybody just jumped on board. I think Ellen gave him $1 million, and people just they saw he was doing so much good. And so now, a year later, He gave a breakdown of what's been going on. They have rebuilt and repaired over 600 homes and 420 childhood centers. More than 26 million meals have been distributed to families affected by Hurricane Harvey, and more than 10,000 patients have received medication. And he says for the next year, he's going to be working with All Hands and Hearts, AmeriCares, Boys and Girls Clubs, Baker Ripley, Feeding America, Habitat for Humanity, Save the Children, and SBP. And he said for going forward, for the next 12 months, it includes continuing the restoration of homes. There's still a lot of work to be done. Temporary housing for those who are still displaced a year later, and providing resiliency for future storms. And he said there's also some plans to rebuild and restore some Boys and Girls Clubs that were damaged by the storm. He wants to provide mental and physical health assistance to people in need as well. So it's, we haven't really talked that much about Houston since the storm happened, and it's crazy to think a year later people are still displaced from their homes. But
well,
J.J. Watt's kind of...
Didn't we see some of the government agencies that have put together $250 billion, state and federal, to rebuild areas of Houston that need, and I think my comment was hopefully the Army Corps of Engineers doesn't work on it the same way they did New Orleans, or there'd be big trouble the next time there was a hurricane blowing around. Hurricane season has started. It has more affected the Pacific at this point in time than the Atlantic. A couple of early storms, remember. But as we get into September, the worst month for hurricanes, September and early October, keep our fingers crossed there won't be a lot of negative impact because of the weather that way. It's hot and humid around the country this week. And it's good, though. This has been a great growing season. As a matter of fact, there was a fellow who was arrested, I think yesterday or the day before, speaking of people in the news. This is the story of Dionico Ferreros, who was arrested in Southern California. Deputies found 800 pounds of stolen lemons inside his car.
Where'd he steal them?
Riverside County Sheriff arrested him, so it must be over in that area someplace, Jennifer. Deputies investigating farm thefts. They stopped his car in this area. It was Thermal. Where's Thermal, California?
I have no idea.
On the desert, I think, someplace.
That has to be.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so they found the deputies searching, looking for things that have been stolen. They found all these lemons. They said, "Where'd you get these lemons, pal?" And he went, So, 800 pounds of stolen lemons that he was going to make into lemonade. Damn it.
Mm.
All right. Let's talk about some names in the news that we haven't really... One of the things that I'm critical of, and I don't want to be a victim of this, we start telling stories about people and things, and then we never go back to them. For example, what's going on with Brett Kavanaugh?
Lots going on, actually.
Yeah, he says Roe v. Wade is settled. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about it. So that means he'll get more support from some people. So what else is going on? What in that process, Jennifer? How long does
the
it actually
hearing
take
is that
for
September? Well, September 4th will start his confirmation hearing. So he's set for that next week, and it looks pretty good for him. It seems like every Republican is on board for Kavanaugh, which is pretty impressive considering there's a lot of infighting. But Susan Collins, who's a senator from Maine, who's very moderate, met with him last week and said she was very pleased with his answers and that she felt confident. He thought Roe versus Wade was settled law. As you mentioned, there's a couple of Democrats who have also said that they're probably leaning towards voting for him. Joe Manchin is one of them. Senator Donnelly is one of them. And perhaps Heidi Heitkamp. She hasn't been as glowing in her reviews as the other two, but these are three senators who voted for the last nominee and went with President Trump after Neil Gorsuch was up there, because they're in very red states and they're all up for re-election. So the pressure is on. Do they work with the president on Brett Kavanaugh, or do they take a stand with the party and hope that they get re-elected? And that's kind of the wager right now for these guys.
Yeah. All right. Now, Duncan Hunter, I think last week when you weren't here, and his wife indicted. I wonder what the latest is. Supposedly embezzling $250,000 in campaign funds to pay for personal expenses. They can't be too smart because it's easy to do that if you know how to get around the rules.
I just ha- okay, so I don't know any of this to be true. What I'm telling you is my opinion, and it's me using a crystal ball. Okay. I think that it's the wife. I think the wife, and he's taking the blame.
Well, he basically threw her under the bus last
night. He threw her under the bus on Fox News last Friday. Yeah. He's like, oh, well, you know, she ran the campaign, so they're going to look into her, too.
I'm pretty sure that they're headed for divorce court, because I was actually talking about this on my local show with Don Dix, who is my partner there, and he knows a lot about local politics. He's very involved in the really tiny little local issues.
Yes.
And one of the things, everybody seems to have a pretty good thought about Duncan Hunter, but everybody's sort of thinking that they're not in the best place with their marriage and that this is not going to end well. So,
well, his tone alone of throwing her under the bus, like, everybody was joking about it on social media. The Betches, which is a fun podcast that I listen to, like, they've talked about it. They're like, can you imagine what dinner was like that night for them? It was pretty aggressive.
I'm pretty sure they may not be having dinner together already. I don't know if that's happening. But, you know, we'll see. He gave up his committee assignments with Paul Ryan giving him some pressure in the House of Representatives. But the funny thing is he's up by 8 points.
He's running for re-election in November, and he's up. Even after this, you mean he's up?
He's up for re-election. He's a representative.
No, I mean, but he's up 8 points after this.
He's pulling ahead of his opponent by 8 points after all of this came out. So it's really weird because California is so, so blue. But this little pocket in San Diego where he is completely red. And it's hard red. So I think he's still going to get re-elected even with all of this going on.
All right. What's the latest with Michael Cohen? And that bunch, is he or isn't he going to take a pardon? Is there going to be a pardon offered to him? And he said last week, I think, I'm not taking it, so don't bother offering it.
I think it's because he's not going to get one.
Right.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is, if the president pardons you, whether you want it or not, you're pardoned.
So he
doesn't have much say in it. But I don't know that the president is going to pardon him. He already plead out. He's going to be in jail for 3 to 5 years. But the scandal now is this Lanny Davis, who is his new attorney, who used to be an attorney for the Clintons way back when, right?
That's why that name sounds
so familiar.
Right.
And so apparently he's the one, and he's come out now. This is the juice. He was the one that said that Trump knew about the Trump Tower meeting with his son, Don Jr., and that Russian adoption attorney. He's the one that said Trump knew about it. And that would be a big problem because Trump said he didn't know about it. Well, now Lanny Davis is walking back saying, oh, maybe he didn't know about it after all. No. But he did come out that he was the anonymous source to CNN. So, that's the latest.
Right.
You got to be careful with those anonymous sources. You never
know. Yes, you do. One more of these reflection names. Demi Lovato, apparently her supplier, a guy named Brandon Johnson, admitted to providing her with, quote-unquote, aftermarket pills, which they, quote, smoked together. How do you smoke a pill? What am I
missing? Crush it, I guess. That's crazy. I didn't know that that's what had happened. I think originally that's why people thought she was doing heroin, but I guess that's just horrible.
Pretty strong stuff.
I'm
just now Googling.
Like, if you think about it, like, that's what you see crackheads on the street doing. When you watch documentaries of people who are, like, severe drug addicts.
This guy is as dirty looking as you can possibly look at.
Well,
you can go to the TMZ website and see a picture of this guy.
Yeah.
He's dirt. Wow. And so then, is there a lesson in here for people? Is it just about her, or do you learn something from seeing how these things happen? It would seem to me that's the important part of all of this.
I think the lesson is this affects everyone, and it doesn't matter your socioeconomic background, this affects everyone. You know, in New York, Bethany Frankel, who's one of the Real Housewives of New York City, but she's also an entrepreneur, her boyfriend/fiance, if the rumors are true that they were engaged, he just OD'd 2 weeks ago. He's a prominent, Dennis Shields was his name. He's a big guy on Wall Street in New York. Everybody respected him, and he had an opiate addiction that really no one knew about, and he took too many pills. He asked his assistant to give him some Narcan, which apparently every assistant is carrying Narcan these days, Demi Lovato's included, and it didn't have enough time to kick in, and he died. It affects everyone. It's horrible.
45 past the hour on the DJV program.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The latest sporting equipment has some smarts in them to improve your game. For example, while it may look like a regular basketball, the 9450 Smart Sensor Basketball is packed with tech. It wirelessly sends info on your performance to a nearby app. If tennis is more your space, Babolat's Pure Drive Play looks and weighs the same as other tennis rackets, but it's the first with integrated sensors that digitally monitor your performance on the court, including your strike position, backhand, forehand, serves, volleys, and spins. Finally, it's almost hockey season, and a similar sensor can help you track your progress on the ice. The new Forward PowerShot 2 is an advanced sensor for hockey sticks. Tape the thin black and orange sensor near the top of the stick and hit the ice. Your power, performance, amplitude, and execution speed will all be captured and sent to an app.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to Geico. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. Geico is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com. Special discount. Use the code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Well, I was going to talk about one thing, crazy. But the conversation off the air is too good not to continue on the air. About, I just said, when is Aretha's funeral to the ladies a couple of minutes ago? And we decided it was later in the week. And then they started talking about open caskets and looking at dead bodies and how gross it is. And it was something for the ages, I'll tell you that. Listening to Victoria says, when I go to a funeral, the casket's open. I don't even go down to the front of the room.
I don't even hear it. Nope.
Yeah.
And by the way, yes, confirmed, Aretha Franklin will have an open casket that people can walk right through.
That's gross.
Not a fan.
What in the world is the point of that? Do yourselves a favor, folks. No matter how good the embalmer, he sticks cotton in your mouth or whatever the hell else it is they do, you still don't look good. Do yourself a favor. When you make out your will, I want my body in a, I want it closed, or better yet, have it cremated, and then, you know, we just talk about how wonderful you looked rather than looking
right.
Like you do in a, I mean, yeah, assuming room temperature in a box. 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
The hour now as we continue with the focus on your health. It's almost it's a continuum because it's such an important part of our lives as we discuss a lot of things here, traditional conversations about money and food and relationships and your health and well-being, your jobs, that sort of thing, bringing us around full circle to the focus on your health and how your nose works. The nose. Dr. Jack, this portion of the program brought to you by Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I'll tell you how you can get a free bottle of that in a moment. Right now, though, I'm going to breathe in the goodness. I'm going to smell... Actually, this may sound a little strange, but I always find you have a nice fragrance about you when I'm close to you, Jack. You have after nice aftershave or whatever it is. Are guys not supposed to admit that about other guys?
Only if it makes you feel more manly, you go right ahead.
Well, I think it is. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I use all kinds of lotions and creams and stuff because I think it's good for my skin. And some of them have a nice fragrance to them. Well, what's wrong with that?
So, well, as long as the oil transport mechanism that's in that stuff is a good, safe, healthy oil.
You want to explain that?
Remember your skin. Well, remember your skin is not. It's often referred to as a barrier to separate what's inside the body from outside. But the skin is more of a sponge than it is a barrier. And whatever, you know, hand creams or people who are working in businesses with solvents and they're not always wearing the kind of gloves.
Oh, right?
Or someone cleaning up around the house using detergents and cleansers sometimes don't always wear the kinds of gloves, protective gloves they should. And so that stuff will get through the skin. Even a little bit of it leaking through, when it gets through the skin, it's going to get in the lymph and it's going to get into the blood.
I must be in trouble then because all the things I've been around on the farm all these years. But I'm holding on. All right, let's talk about smell and and breathing and what aromatherapy can provide. There's a new study that suggests that this is, if you understand, and this is the key to everything, actually, understanding how your body works. And Jack is a specialist in that area.
Well, there are some subtle aspects of our body that's not always in the primetime television shows and the top of the news feed every hour. And we have certain reflexive mechanisms that, you know, when the sun is too bright, you put your hands over your eyes or grab sunglasses. Or if the noise is too loud, you'll suddenly put your hands over your ears. The ability to smell and detect not always immediately conscious aromas also have a survival mechanism inside the body. There are certain smells, like something that would take place in the bathroom, that you know to avoid. Dead, rotting corpses, you know not to eat that kind of stuff. But then there's beautiful aromas that draw you to foods and these kinds of things. Well, there's also aromas that affect how the brain works. And so rosemary oil, very interesting. There's a fad that's passing through the country, and that may not be fair to call it a fad, because it's really catching on, and that's aromatherapy. And there was a study that was done with a bunch of kids, only 40 children, about aged 10 to 11. Some were put into a room that had rosemary oil infusion taking place in the room, and in the other room, there was nothing. It was just like a regular schoolroom. And the children who were breathing in the rosemary oil without them being consciously aware of it scored significantly higher than the kids who didn't have this. Now, those who are steeped in aromatherapy knows that there's stuff that helps the immune system. There are things that help digestion. There are those things that help sleep. And so there's a lot of good science now behind the use of aromatherapy in classrooms, in hospitals, in your bedroom, in your living room, actually will help the body and its functions.
All right. Something to hold in mind when you're needing something different, an alternative. There it is. Ideas that abound at ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is Jack's website. On the front, the part of your discretionary time, what do I do with my time and how do I spend it to make my body healthier? I would suggest right now that you pick up the phone, call 800-355-1493 and use a discretionary 60 seconds or so to order a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, krill oil for your joints, Omega 3 for your cardiovascular system, and CoQ10 for energy. For those who are getting older, this is great. Call now, get your free bottle, 800-355-1493. Fabulous way for you to kind of get yourself feeling good and actually being good. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, free bottle, 800.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.